Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkyBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie and turn your love of sports, including the Olympics, into your new side hustle. Delco, I'm on the edge here. I'm on the edge on this show.
Of glory?
Well, that's with Lady Gaga, but I'm on the edge of just jumping off a roof this summer.
Yeah, but Lady Gaga just opened up the Olympics.
And she was terrible, and her dancer fell into a river. That's what I felt like this year's golf picks have been for me. I felt like I was Lady Gaga's dancer, and I fell into the goddamn river all summer.
It happens.
It doesn't. We've got to fix this. This is a great field here in the Olympics,
is
at least.
It's not great.
It sure is. You got all the stars.
Not all the stars. I would say we're missing a big one.
Who?
The biggest golfer.
Which is?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Is he not there?
He's not. Wyndham Clark took a spot.
What do you mean took it?
He qualified. If Bryson, for whatever reason, was in the World Golf Rankings in the top 15 with, I mean, he should be there. Bryson should be there.
So because of the rankings, he didn't make the team for the U.S.?
Yeah. I guess the way qualifying worked, it was set before a certain date. I forget. I don't know.
I don't like any of it.
I don't like it. Bryson should be there.
Wyndham Clark
stinks.
He had a great first half. He should be there. I'm fine with Wyndham Clark being there.
No.
But throw Bryson in there. I don't like this rankings bullshit then. If this is what it is, homeboy just won the goddamn U.S. Open. So it's like, why wouldn't he be there?
But I think it was locked in before that.
Okay.
For the Olympics.
Not happy about it. Not happy about it. But the rest of the field is loaded. Scottie Scheffler's there. Soft serve Xander Schauffele is there. Mm-hmm. Roars. Clubfoot, John Rahm, Morikawa, your boy Ludwig.
Xander's defending his gold medal.
He sure is, dude. He's got a mean on now. We might have to change him from soft serve to hard scoop. I'll take two hard scoops in a cup.
Okay.
I mean,
like the chocolate that goes over the vanilla.
Sure is, dude.
Hard case.
Yeah, so when I take my kids to Baskin Robbins up the road, one will get the cone, soft serve, and then the other one will get two hard scoops in a cup. So, you know, maybe he's changed from soft serve to hard scoops. We'll see what happens here. What course is this?
It's like Le National or some bullshit. They played the Ryder Cup there a couple years ago, and we got trounced.
Okay. That was the Netflix one?
No, it's the one before.
All right.
The one in Europe before. It was like 20, if I had to do the math. I'm terrible at math.
Within the last 10 years?
Yeah.
All right. Good enough. Good enough. Let's not think too hard here, okay? Who do you got? And then more importantly, why do you think they'll win the gold medal?
I'm going Euros and Kiwi only. So no Americans.
Because the course is overseas?
Well, because it's a French course, it's a European course, DP World Tour course, but also because the odds suck for Americans.
Yeah.
They're all favored except Wyndham. I'm not taking Wyndham, though. And, I mean, Scottie Xander, you're getting single-digit odds.
You are.
Morikawa, I think you're barely getting like
11-1 on my bookie. No,
I'll skip on that. We'll go with some guys that have a good track record at this course, that played this place multiple times just because of the DP World Tour. Guys that, you know, like an Alex Noren, my first pick, 28-1.
Okay.
Hasn't won on the PGA Tour, but has won on the DP World Tour and has a incredible record at this course.
And he's been playing very well this year. So that makes sense to me.
So Alex Noren at 28-1. Then we're going Sepp Straka.
Yeah,
we're
Sepp Straka 40-1.
Yeah. He's playing really good golf. And then I can't quit Thomas Dietrich.
God damn it, man.
Thomas Dietrich at 50-1.
This is your new Cam Young this year.
He might be. He's my Euro Cam Young.
Mm, okay.
But, I mean, he's Chicago, Illinois' own. And by that, I mean Champaign, Illinois.
Is he really?
By that, I mean he's a fucking Illini.
Well, God bless it. I might have to throw. We just got the Illini hats in the mail yesterday. Man. I might have to throw on that hat then for you. I love it. I'll be there August 29th for the
Thomas
home opener.
Thomas Dietrich wins the gold medal. We get him a case of the
Hard AF.
Hard AF with the Illinois logo.
The 16 ounces. Let's go. Let's go. God bless it. That would be fun. All right. I'm in on Dietrich. I'll forgive you this week. Just this week alone.
Yeah. Then we're going top 10s on Ryan Fox at 4-1. And then top 20s, man, it's grim out there with the odds.
It is.
Just because there's not a lot of guys in the field. So Nikolai Højgaard at +115.
Yeesh.
For top 20. We got Guido Migliozzi at +130. Ryan Yikes. Fox at +130. Victor Perez, hometown boy.
Yeah.
In Paris, +130, because he is French.
Yeah.
Sammy Valimaki at 2-1, and then CT Pan at 2-1. So like these top 20 odds are not great.
No.
But we're going to hit on all of them.
These are terrible. Definitely not doing any of those this week at all. Look, I'm going with foreigners as well on this, dude. I'm not risking it. You're overseas. A lot of weird shit's going on over there. They had to cancel the swimming portion of the triathlon yesterday because everybody did the one poop for France in the river.
Well, also, that river's just been kind of a cesspool for a long time.
It is, even before but they that. Spent $1.5 billion
to clean it up.
Didn't go so well, and they are hopping in today, though. I will say that.
Yeah,
they're gonna do it.
It's been bad since the Vikings like infiltrated Paris.
Did the Vikings take a lot of shits in those rivers?
I bet that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it all started with them
and throwing heads in.
Ugh, Vikings took some hard dukes too. You know,
mm-hmm.
I bet you they're still at the bottom of that ocean. I'll send a team over there, a dive team over there. I'm going foreigners as well, and then I had a dream last night. About one of these golfers with a gold medal around his neck, and I'm doing it. I don't give a shit that the odds are shitty, and you're going to piss all over my face. I'm going. First of all, I'm going Joaquin Niemann at 22-1.
Okay.
He's a foreigner. Been playing all right this
year.
Do
I know who? I think I know who you picked. With
my
dream? Your vision.
It was in my dream. It was my vision.
Yeah. Was okay? It Rory?
It sure was.
It was Rory McIlroy.
Why did you think that?
Because it'd be funny if he doesn't win a major, but he wins a gold medal.
That's for whatever reason. I'm not kidding. I had probably because I stayed up super late sending invoices for Hardy App and shit. Obviously, I'm drinking them because the new flavors are out. Rocks, saw the women win the gold medal. That was a fucking blast. Watched the swimming, everything else. Then went to bed after that, and I had a fucking dream, Martin Luther King style, that Roars was wearing the gold medal at the end of this thing. So, he's on there.
No majors in 10 years, but he wins a gold medal.
Yes.
And that's just kind of funny.
8-1, and I'm going with Roars. The other one, just because he's overseas, and I think he cares, is Matt Fitzpatrick. So I'm going to take him at 35-1. That was kind of the best odds I could find with somebody actually liked overseas that I think could get the job done there. And I think he's one of those dudes who would be like, you know, he's a dorky guy. I bet he's like, wouldn't it be sweet if I won an Olympic gold? The men's gymnastics guy squints all over TV last night with the glasses on, happy as shit about the bronze medal. I think it's another squint sitch with Matt Fitzpatrick. You know, he could be smiling with his fucking braces as he wins a gold medal. So I'm going with him at 35-1.
It's also one of those weird tournaments where you can have a playoff for a bronze medal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It happened last time.
Did it really?
Yeah. So Rory and like seven other people were in a playoff for the bronze medal.
I like it.
Whatever.
There's a lot of stakes on the line. The other thing, too.
Reminds me of like F1 racing.
Yeah, a little
bit. It's like, oh, yeah, we got the podium.
Yes. And here's why. So I watched the Olympics winter, summer, all the way around. I've talked about this on the show in the past. I love it. I watch every single night, all the shit. And the medals this year, because they're always different depending upon which host country it is, are dope and they're heavy as shit. So like, this is a medal you really
want.
When you walk around with it on your neck, you're like, oh shit, you're a fucking medalist in the Olympics. I went to a dinner party with this chick who won a silver in 1988, and she pulled it out, and it was like a fucking can of this Lucy here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was okay. And I was like, I was expecting more.
Right. But gold medals expected. Kind of like you're going with the flow. Be a disruptor. Rock your silver and bronze medal.
I would.
Yeah.
For this? Yeah, dude. I mean, that's a big deal.
Be a Matt Kuchar.
Let me ask you this.
Would
you rather win, what was it, the 3M last week or a bronze medal?
Probably a bronze medal.
Same here.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cool thing for life. You could always pull it out at a dinner party. Your kids could look around and be like, hey, do my dad want a medal in the Olympics? Mm-hmm. It's a massive flex that very few people will ever get to have in this life. Therefore, I'm amped about it.
Okay.
Repeat your picks one more time.
We're going Alex Noren at 28-1, Sepp Straka at 40-1, Thomas Dietrich at 50-1, and then a top 10 on Ryan Fox and top 20s on Nikolai Højgaard, Guido Migliozzi, Ryan Fox, Victor Perez, Sami Valimaki, and CT Pan.
I'm going Joaquin Niemann at 22-1, Matt Fitzpatrick at 35-1, and then I want to hear you roars. Okay, Mr. McIlroy, I had a dream, just like MLK, and you're going to do it, my baby boy. You're going to have that around your neck. It was a premonition.
He's doing it for Ireland.
Dude. He sure is.
Even though he doesn't really rock with Ireland.
Who fucking cares, dude?
Because he's Northern Irish.
Let's go, Roars. I'm all in.
He doesn't really relate to any country, actually.
Because
he is Catholic, but he's from Northern Ireland, but he doesn't rock the green, white, and orange. Like, it's a weird, he's very conflicted.
I don't care, one. Two, I think one of the tournaments, one of his head covers was it was Mel Gibson's head cut off in Braveheart, mm-hmm. all over his driver. So I'm in on that, and that's I just accurate. Made that up. That's not accurate. True.
I think it was true.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. But bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's dirty 2024 Olympic Games picks. We'll see you on the links.
Go Illini.